Hello and welcome to Nightmare Lane podcast special episode.
Woot woot.
We have a special episode that is coming out today, Halloween, All Hallows Eve, October 31st. And this is not an episode that counts towards the usual 13 episode season. It's just our special holiday episode.
Yeah, spooky, spooky.
Okay.
A spooky episode for our spookies.
Yes, our little spookies. Okay. So because it's our special episode, the host, I will be telling this episode, and Kevin does not know what it's about.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Okay. So I thought we could do something a little bit different this year.
Okay.
And it's a little bit October-y. It still fits, but this is not our usual scary story. Instead of our spooky stuff, it's a true crime episode.
Ooh, I mean, that's also spooky, if a little different.
Yeah, it's like spooky in a different way. It's more scary than spooky, I guess. But
Okay.
I thought doing a true crime episode would be a little bit out of the norm for us, but it's more up my alley of things that I'm good at talking about.
That's true. It is way more like true crime is definitely more up your alley.
Facts,
So
ma'am, just the facts.
that is exciting for us, I think. That'd be cool. I am really excited for Tuesday or like when this gets released.
Yeah.
It's the first time ever in my life that I'm going to have trick-or-treaters. So I'm so excited. We've been buying candy and toys to put in our little trick-or-treat things. I got costumes for my girls, my dogs. So
So
they're going to
fun.
be little devils. And I'm teaching them that when the doorbell gets rung or somebody knocks on the door, that they are supposed to go to the window because they can see the door from the window, but then they won't scare the kiddos.
Oh, cool. That's really nifty.
Yes.
Yeah, for like the first time in my life, we kind of had trick-or-treaters. When I was working my second job yesterday, my job is on the street where they shut down and they did like farmers market, and then all of the businesses on that block participated in trick-or-treating. So it's
Oh,
fun because
fun.
all of the families and the kids would come in and they wouldn't buy anything, but they would like, we'd give the basket and they had all their costumes on. So it was kind of like that. It was really fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Some of my coworkers wore costumes. I did not because I think I planned to. I planned to wear costumes for both my jobs, and then it just got away from me. And we had the Halloween party early. I kept thinking I had until the 31st, and then they did it Friday, and then the other one was Saturday, and I was like, well, never mind.
Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I don't have a costume this year. I rarely have a costume, but sometimes I have something I can just like grab out of the closet and throw on. I usually go for just like a classic witch vibe, but
Yeah.
with the moving, everything's still in boxes. So it's like I'm not even going to stress about it.
That's fun. I wanted to buy a sweater that said Basic Witch.
Oh, that's funny. I like
Yeah.
that.
And wear that. Because you know what everybody thinks of me.
You know, like, I don't know why they make it sound like a bad thing. I sent you a video about
Oh, it's
somebody
not a bad
talking.
thing. Yeah. It's
Okay.
not a bad thing at all. I don't think it's a bad thing. That's why I
Good,
lean
because
into it.
it's not. You should lean into it. Hang on just a sec. Sorry, I had to cough. You
Okay.
should lean into
Yeah, I enjoy all of those things that make me basic. It's why things like Starbucks and pumpkin spice and all of that
Well,
has become so popular because of people like me. You're welcome,
and
Thomas.
I don't understand what makes it basic just because you enjoy a little bit of pumpkin spice and you enjoy fall sweaters. Like, I think it's
Yeah.
pretty, like, I don't know. I think that they're great things to like.
I agree. I had like I did do sometimes, in the past and presently, get some feedback and pushback from coworkers and stuff that like will call me basic. And I just, I feel like it's their ignorance, not mine.
Yeah, and if they want to deprive themselves of the pleasure of having like a delicious pumpkin spice latte or whatever, like that's their problem.
And part of me is kind of like, it cracks me up a little bit because their idea of basic is like Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears, UGG boots, a beanie, blonde hair. And I'm like, if I could afford UGG boots, I would probably wear them. They're like $100.
I like UGG boots and I go to the outlet. I'm not gonna lie, UGG boots are great, but they are very expensive.
They're
Even
super expensive.
on clearance, they're
Yeah, and all
expensive.
I hear from people when they're like criticizing that kind of style is like, okay, so you're mad because you don't have money and also you don't like arch support. Got it.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Okay,
Totally.
anyway, enough on the haters. What, so tell me about the, oh, you got loud all of a sudden.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. I liked you loud better than quiet.
Well, I got a shoot. Shoot, shoot, shoot. I got a bubble tea and I just kneeled on the straw.
Oh no.
Yeah, oh well. Figure that out in a minute.
I wish I had a bubble tea. I have nothing.
It's okay. It's not like the best bubble tea because I wanted a hot one, but their steamer was broken. But it's like 42 degrees here today. So I was like, oh, a hot one would be nice. I know, certainly not as cold as you.
Well,
Well,
it's
it's
not a
not a competition.
competition. We
We
can
could
all
all
be
be
miserable.
miserable. It's always a competition. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So let's dive into it. Let's get into our story.
Yeah, let's jump right in.
Okay, so I wanted to research something a little bit special since it's October, and you may have heard of this case, but like keep it to yourself to the end, you know? Okay,
Okay.
this episode is coming out on Halloween, so I wanted to do a true crime story based in Salem.
Ooh.
Now,
Spooky.
yeah, so Salem,
Salem,
Massachusetts.
Oregon, right?
Yes, yeah, Salem, Oregon for sure. No, Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you.
Oh, right.
To clarify, this takes place in Salem. It is not about the Salem witch trials.
Okay.
So this might be something that you're like, oh, I know this. No, it's not the witch trials at all. The Salem witch trials took place between February of 1692 and May of 1693 and involved 200 people that were accused of being witches. 19 were hung, and one of them was like crushed alive.
Ooh.
Yeah, so our story actually begins in 1963 also, but it's like late in the year in October, September, October of 1693. So like what's that, 6, 7 months after the witch trial?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, so
I'm not gonna math it out, but yes.
no, it's all good. Okay, so to get a better understanding, after the Salem witch trials ended, there was 200 people in the community that had been accused of being a witch. 30 were found guilty, 19 were hung, and one was crushed alive. If you've ever read or seen The Crucible, it's a really amazing rendition of the story. Obviously, like creative liberties, but it's really good. It affected the townspeople pretty drastically, and the community, it took a long time for them to recover. It broke lifelong ties between friends and even family, and made everyone not only suspicious of witches, but fearful of being recorded by a neighbor, enemy, if there was like a land conflict or something like that. So it pretty much isolated people from each other. There wasn't much of a community left.
Dang.
Yeah, so Salem at that time was a town proper and then like county basically. So there's two churches. There was one church in the town proper, and that church is the one that kind of led.
Hang on. I was trying to smother a cough. It didn't work. Sorry.
Oh, gotcha. So the church that was inside the town is what kind of led the whole Salem witch trial thing. And then a lot of the people that got accused and died came from the church that was in the county. So it was a lot of people in the county that ended up getting hurt throughout that whole thing.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so here we are, late 1693. We're in early, mid-September, probably, Massachusetts, Salem, after all of this stuff. And again, we're There's that there's a conflict between city, like the town, and the county, where everybody has their like farms and everything. So here we are. Our story starts with the disappearance of children. During the fall, during the witching hour, which I looked this up and according to Google, is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. or any time after 5 p.m. if you have a teething baby.
Interesting.
Yet. But if you're like the layman, it's between 3 and 6. It was supposed to be a joke. Whatever. I'm moving on with my life.
Okay.
When you Google witching hour, a bunch of parenting articles come up, so that's why I thought it was funny. But
Oh,
it went
hilarious. I'm sorry
way
I missed
over your
that.
head. Yeah.
It did, 'cause I'm not a parent, so.
Well, whatever. Maybe parents out there will laugh for me. Okay.
Maybe, or at
So,
least relate.
yes. So, children in Salem started disappearing during the night. They would go to bed with their families, like in their home, and then wake up and they would be gone. So, people were saying that they were disappearing during the witching hour. So they wouldn't even be in their beds. They would be completely out of the house and there would be no sign of them at all. The town was not finding bodies. They were not finding traces. They would be there and then gone.
Were they like, did it look like somebody broke in or like?
No, it was just very like, that's why the town started calling crying witch again. Okay, so then at this point, they started suspecting a witch because, like,
Because of
yeah, so,
course, because they had this history of witches.
yeah, well, the witch's madness and everything. So, there's a lot of like conflicting testimony on whether or not Salem was proud or ashamed of their trials. So, but this is so soon into it, especially into
Well,
the fall.
yeah, and I feel like this is so soon after it that they probably were, like, at least the people who did the killing were probably pretty proud of it,
Yeah, probably,
but
possibly.
I'm
I
not
don't
them. I don't know. They wrote a lot of books about it though, so that kind of speaks to them being proud. Okay, so anyway,
Yeah. Okay.
children are disappearing,
Yep.
witches.
So they're suspecting that it's a witch, because of the nature of the disappearances, right? That they're just
Okay.
gone the next day. Obviously, a witch is doing.
Poof.
So there are a group of women that live in a cabin just outside of town proper, but not considered in the county. And they're the
Right.
ones that are starting to be suspected of being this witch and that they're the reason that the kids are disappearing.
Well, of course, because they're the out-of-town women.
Well, not only that, but they're landowners. So they're out-of-town women, they're unwed, they're landowners, and they did not attend the proper church in this Puritan community.
Yeah,
So
so that's a trifecta.
yeah, it's like a recipe for being suspect, and we see it in like all of the stuff. Good Omens like really brings that home if anyone's seen that TV show. But anyway, okay, so pretty soon more children had disappeared again
Wait,
with no trace.
sorry. When does Good Omens talk about witches?
Have you seen the series, the season?
I saw
Yes,
season
no.
one and season two.
So, Good Omens season one, all of the prophecies, quote unquote, predictions
Oh,
with
that's
the witch.
right. Was the witch.
And so, but she wasn't actually a witch, I guess, because
She
it was
just had
like,
foresight.
yeah, prophecies, and then she was burned as a witch. But
Yeah.
anyway, but yeah, so see, a landowner, an independent woman, and
Yeah.
she's
Okay.
burned
I
at the stake.
remember.
Okay.
Sorry. I forgot.
But
So,
Salem's
okay.
hanging people, they're not burning people, so that's a difference. Okay. So more and more children are disappearing, again with no trace, and whisperings of witches begin to circulate again until one early morning, a little girl is seen leaving her home and sneaking into the forest outside the town. Some reports
Okay.
say, yeah. So there's not, this is from like the 1600s. So like there's not a lot of clear reports. Some were saying that her name was Amelia. Others said her name was Emily. She
Okay.
was a child of one of the town people. That's really all the information that I have. But so she
So
was
she's
witnessed,
leaving her house.
yeah, so she's witnessed actually outside of her house leaving the town and going into like the fields and the woods. I've never been to Massachusetts. I don't know how much forestry they have.
I'm
But
sure the woods and the whatever fields look just like ours.
sure. So she was witnessed going into the woods and she was never seen again. Her brother was reported as also having gone missing, presumably following her into the forest, but there was no eyewitnesses of him going into the forest after her or anything.
Okay.
There was just, she was missing, and then they discovered he was missing
Okay.
too.
Well, that sucks.
yeah, so he could have been taken earlier that same night, or he could have gone after her. However, it was okay. So at this point, the people of Salem decide that it's definitely a witch. They accuse the women living in a co the cottage of kidnapping and killing the children, and they hung them together on All Hallows' Eve.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so there wasn't like that long drawn out trial that we saw with the Salem witch trial that took, some of them would be in jail for 4 or 5 months before they were able to like go to court and be tried. This happened very, very quickly, and all three of them were just hung together.
Ah.
Yeah, but that's not where the story ends.
Spooky.
Yeah, so back in 1993, children once again went missing on Halloween night. So I guess it's not All Hallows Eve anymore. On Halloween night in 1993, children went missing again, leaving their beds and homes during the spooky witching hour, and no one
Wait,
knows where they went
just
or where they were
somewhere
headed.
or
In Salem, Massachusetts.
oh, so also in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah, so
Huh.
that's why. Yeah, so once again, this time they were found.
It's kind of weird. I feel like I would have heard of this before.
Yeah, actually, it was a pretty big event that was televised. But the story goes that they were headed to the cottage in the woods.
Okay.
Okay, now you can guess.
Oh, come on, you know I know. Was
What
their
is
last
it?
name, were they referred to as the Sanderson sisters?
How did you know?
Oh my gosh, that's really funny, fun though. I liked how you presented it all true crimey and stuff, and you
I
did kind of
did kind
like
of like
beat
beat
around the
around the bush.
bush.
I just omitted Thackeray, his name entirely, because I was
I
like, everybody
know.
will know as soon as I say Thackeray.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no
no
Thackeray
Thackeray Binks.
Binks. Yeah, I think if you said that, because Emily was like, okay. But
Well,
if you had
that's why I threw in Amelia too, just to be like,
to try to throw people off the
yeah, bury
trail.
the lead just a little bit. And then, of course,
Yeah.
but then I was like, her brother's going missing too. And I was like, I can't say Thackeray. Her brother Thackeray also went missing.
Thackeray Binks.
And I guess I could have been like, Her brother had called for help and alerted the town officials, but I thought that also would be too revealing.
Yeah, I did think it was kind of interesting. I liked how you presented it, and instead of telling it from like the movie perspective, like what we all know and love, you were telling it from like what if I was an NPC, what I would have
Yeah.
seen.
Well, like what the parents would have known, because they like all they would have known was that both of their kids had gone missing and the neighbor boy had said they'd gone towards the Sanderson sisters' cottage, right?
Yeah, well, they did find Emily's body in their cottage. So,
Oh.
but that would have convicted your witches really early on.
Way, way too early. Yeah, I definitely forgot about that part.
Yeah. But so where did they find all the little children in 1992?
In the streets,
Just
wandering around
wandering
in candy
after
sugar comas.
yeah, after falling for a beautiful song.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard of a sugar coma? That's where it comes from.
Oh, it comes from there, huh?
No,
Nice,
I'm just
nice.
kidding. I'm making stuff up.
I know you were making I was going
No, I'm
along with
just
you.
for readers, or well, I guess they don't read us, for
Listeners.
listeners. Okay, so. Now that everybody knows it is the Sanderson sisters,
Hocus pocus. For
yes.
those of you who don't, for those of you poor, sad simpletons who have never seen the movie Hocus Pocus, we are referring to the movie Hocus Pocus with the Sanderson sisters, and you should go watch it because it's a classic.
Yes. And it came out in 1993, and it's based during the Salem witch trials. In 1693, so that's why I had those dates. So, some Sanderson
Gotcha.
sister facts, some fun stuff for people. The cottage is on Fourth Ash Ocean Avenue, so Ocean Avenue, because I can talk. It is a real place, and it was built in 1870. So they actually filmed it in that cottage, and for the longest
Wow.
time. Yeah, for the longest time you could walk by and take pictures, but it is privately owned. So you're discouraged, much like the Goonies house, you're discouraged from going onto the property.
Gotcha.
But recently, I think it's 2022 or maybe even just this year, they refurbished it and turned it into an Airbnb cottage, and the insides is supposed to look just like the Sanderson sisters' cottage.
I would not want to sleep there.
Yeah, I would.
One,
And
where were the beds? There were no beds in that
oh,
cottage.
no. It's a big place, so there's actually it can hold up to 20 people.
Oh, okay, that's impressive.
Yeah, and when you go on Airbnb and you look it up, they have one in Massachusetts and then another one, so one just outside of Salem where the actual cottage is, and then one in Devonshire, something like that. I didn't
Okay.
write it down. But there's two now. And so, yeah, you can go and stay, and it's really cute on the inside via the pictures. So,
Is
people
it
should
bigger
check
on the
that out.
inside?
Definitely.
Bigger on the inside.
Yes. Okay. So, the Sanderson sisters were based off of real women called the Town Sisters, Towne Sisters. So, unlike their fictitious counterparts, these women were devoted. Nope, they were devout. I wrote that down wrong. They were devout and leaders in their Puritan communities and were accused of witchcraft during the Salem witch trials, and they were put to death.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really sad and tragic, their story. So Rebecca Towne, nurse was her last name, but she kept her maiden name as her middle name. So Rebecca Towne, nurse,
Okay.
she,
You know, that's, I'm like, not that I want to. Okay, but that's kind of funny.
yeah. Mary Towne Eastie and Sarah Towne Cloyce.
You know why it's funny, right? Because it sounds like it's a profession.
Yes, I know why it's funny. I'm just moving
Okay.
on.
Mary, the
Okay.
town's nurse.
Yeah, but her name is Rebecca, the town.
Rebecca, the town nurse.
There you
My
go.
goodness. I like that name. Okay.
And then Mary Towne Eastie and Sarah Towne Cloyce. So they were the original sisters of Salem who inspired the iconic roles of the Sanderson sisters. Rebecca
Okay.
Towne, was a 72-year-old grandmother. She was a highly respected woman of her community. When she was first accused, she was originally found not guilty of witchery because people were like, no way, not possible.
Yeah, because she was the town nurse.
Okay. Until a group of young girls claimed she had inflicted evil upon them.
Ugh.
And I'm sure anybody who's researched this Salem witch trials knows exactly who those three girls are.
Yep.
So with no solid evidence, Rebecca was hung for witchcraft. The next sister to be accused, Mary, was also known to be a kind woman. And she was very, like, she also took care of a lot of people in the town. She fostered a lot of, like, relationships with people, like, through in the church. And she was, I can't say, like, a leader, but for women in that time, the town sisters were very, like, influential. So Mary was also known to be a kind woman. The same group of young girls that accused Rebecca stated that Mary was using her powers to control them. While praying for her sister, Mary clasped her hands together, asking for her freedom and leniency for her sister. One of the afflicted, Mercy Lewis, the girls, imitated her clasped hands, claiming she could not move them until Mary did. In addition, when Mary tilted her head, the girls accused her of trying to break their necks, leading to her execution as well.
Aww.
Yeah. So now the third sister, Sarah, was the only town sister that escaped with her life. She didn't die. So her husband, according to Jan Beattie, who is a descendant of Rebecca Town, so Sarah was smuggled out of the jail. Her husband was very wealthy. So she was she was the only sister that married, like, out of her social class. So they lived in, like, what would be considered a mansion of the day. They were very wealthy.
But not wealthy enough to get her sisters out?
So when I read into it, and I may be making stuff up, I don't know.
Okay.
But what I read was he did attempt to smuggle all three out of the jail. But trying to get, like, he was paying off the guards and, like, originally had been paying off the guards to send in blankets and food for the sisters.
Right.
So that they wouldn't freeze to death over the winter in jail because they were in there for months.
Yeah, of course.
And then he created, like, was trying to get his wife out and the other sisters out to safety, but they were hung before he could do so.
Gotcha.
So, but he did successfully get Sarah out. And so she was smuggled out of a private jail by her husband after she was convicted of being a witch. So he did wait until the sentencing. And then they spent the winter hiding out in a cave.
That is crazy.
Yeah, they got snowed in, so he wasn't successfully able. The, like, nearest town that was outside of the influence of Salem was, like, you know, a carriage ride, and I think it was Johnson Town or something, and so it would have been like 2 weeks to get there. So
oh, wow.
Instead, they, like, stayed in a cave. Yeah. So, the article that I used primarily for the information on the town sisters was written by Lexi Root, who's the president of The Pouch, and she wrote it on May 1st, 2023, and published it on WHS King News.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just a little blip on where the Sanderson sister story, like, was influenced from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
Well, so that's all of my info for our special episode.
Well, I liked it. That was really good. I liked your introduction. And it's really cool to know that they're based off of three real women. Sad that, one, the fictitious women are real witches and kill children. But also sad that the real women didn't make it. Well, at least two of them didn't make it out alive.
Yeah. Well, and it was also interesting that Hocus Pocus 1, they really did focus on, like, the witchery and how they're actually bad witches.
Right.
But then, like, Hocus Pocus 2, I feel like they tried to make it more about, like, how Salem did bad things to them and, like,
Yeah, kind of like
traumatized them.
pushed them out because they didn't live up to societal expectations.
Yeah, well, they got kicked out of town because she wouldn't marry the person the Reverend told her she had to marry, you know.
Yes, correct. Living
And
up to
so, like,
societal expectations.
sure. Anyway, so I think it's interesting how, what, 20, 30, almost 30 years later,
They're trying to
the
like
way,
kind of humanize them a little bit.
yeah, they're changing the motivation. Anyway, so that is our Halloween episode. It's a little bit longer than usual, but I hope you guys still enjoy
How long
it.
are our episodes usually?
And about 25 minutes, 20,
Okay.
25 minutes.
Okay, so we're just a few minutes longer.
Yeah, well, we're going on 40 minutes.
Yeah,
I
that's
guess I
true.
still have some editing to do.
Yeah, I was thinking if you edit, it's probably not going to be that long.
Without editing, we're like an hour.
We talk too much.
Yeah, I cut a lot of it out.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess. 'Cause we talk about some pretty random things.
Yeah, and we're not as funny as we think we are.
I'm hilarious.
I am making my dog yawn.
I am like the funniest person you know.
She's getting annoyed with me, but I just
Dude,
keep grabbing.
nobody cares about your dog.
I care. Come here. She lets me stick my fingers in her mouth and keep doing it, though. But she hates me. I'm sorry. You're beautiful. You don't have to yawn. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, so she yawned for real without my help. And so I stuck my hand in her mouth. And then when she closes her mouth and I take my hand out, she does this thing where her teeth are still going and she looks like a weird chipmunk or Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
When he's talking about some fava beans and I can't.
Yeah, with a nice Chianti. Well, what a
I
great story. I really appreciate you telling it.
yeah I hope it was fun and a good ride. I have no other announcements. This is just our special episode. You guys can find it on any of your podcast platforms, especially Spotify, because that's what I load to first. Please reach out to us on our Instagram or Twitter, at Nightmareland Podcast. And you can also email us if you have a spooky story you would like us to include in one of our episodes, at nightmarelanepodcast@gmail.com.
Love it. Great. And on, I just want to say to our beautiful, wonderful spookies that if you're dealing with some hard times, especially in these colder months when we get less sunshine and it's harder to kind of take care of yourself because you're cold, and I just want you to know you're loved, and I'm rooting for you. And there are people out there that genuinely care about you. And even though we're doing less cookouts and fewer, warm weather activities, that just keep trucking along. You're doing great. You're a winner.
That was nice. Thank you.
Thank you for saying that, because I know it was very disjointed.
Oh,
I'm gonna be.
it was not just disjointed. That was really good. That was a good public service announcement.
Thank you.
So
I'm gonna
you're
take a
welcome.
moment to be a little bit more honest than usual. It's been a hard weekend, not gonna lie. Like, we had 80 degree weather, we dropped down to 19 degree weather. I'm having to like scramble and dig out my thermals. So it's been a rough weekend, but I know that there are people out there that care about me, and so I want you guys to know that there are people out there that care about you, and we're all awesome. We'll make it through together.
Truly, I agree. Because I care about you and I care about them. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, until next time. Excuse me. Until next time, stay spooky.
Ooh.